Haskell, Brother and Sister. Berkeley, California, December 17, 1906. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, last night, some very plain things were presented to me for the Berkeley and Oakland churches. I was bidden to instruct them that they were not ready to act intelligently in the election of new officers. I have written this out and placed it in the hands of the nominating committees. The nominating committee for the Berkeley Church had already chosen Dr. Sanderson as elder of that church. He has had a very questionable experience in the past. Dr. Maxson, one of the elders in Oakland, has opposed my work for many years. He has walked directly contrary to the instruction of the Holy Spirit. He has brought to the minds of some a spirit of unbelief. If he is re-elected, I fear that some may be indoctrinated to turn from the light that God may give. I wish that you might come to Oakland. I wish that you might be here during this week of prayer. Elder Simpson has carried on a work under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Last Friday evening, and also Sabbath forenoon, he spoke upon the subject of the spirit of prophecy. Those who were present tell me that they were excellent discourses, straightforward and decided. In the afternoon of Sabbath, I spoke in the Congregational Church from the third chapter of 1 John. I did not think I would speak more than 30 minutes, but I spoke for an hour and 15 minutes. The invigorating Spirit of God rested upon me, and I had freedom of speech. The room was crowded, the doors at the sides were thrown up, and many were accommodated in the adjoining room. I thank the Lord for the blessings received at this service. Sunday morning at the Piedmont Baths, Elder Simpson baptized 32 candidates. Several children were baptized first, and then the older ones. It was a very impressive ceremony. There was no confusion, and occasionally a verse of praise was sung. The Oakland Brethren have decided on a location for their new church building. This lot is on 35th Street, between Telegraph Avenue and Grove Street. $500 has been paid to hold the property, but our brethren cannot be absolutely certain that the property is secure until it has gone through the probate court. So it will be a week or 10 days before we will know about it definitely. After the baptism, I drove with Brother and Sister Rice to see this property. It seems to be well located. We could not enter the house, for we had no key. There is a good cement walk around the house, and at the back is a large yard. I think that if you come, you might occupy the house on this property. But if this house could not be secured, you might stay in the house with Elder Brorson or at Elder Rice's. In Brother Brorson's house, there are only 3 occupants. I believe that you are needed at once in Oakland. The new members who are coming in must be surrounded by the best influence. The church should now purge out the old leaven of evil speaking and hypocrisy, of jealousy and malice. Especially does the church in Berkeley need the help you can give them. The truth must be expressed in word and in spirit, every act an expression of true Christian refinement.